Attorney David Bruce was sympathetic to the tragedy that took place in Sitka last August 18th, but the former assistant attorney for Seattle understood the balance that has to be struck between development and safety. He spoke to a full house at the Sitka Chamber of Commerce on Wednesday. An analysis of the landslide identified an area of weak soil and volcanic ash deposits at the top of the ridge, which failed following heavy rains that morning. Bruce suggested that it was not going to be an isolated incident.
This pocket of poor soil is gone. It's at the bottom of the mountain now. It's depleted. It's actually not likely that anything substantial additional is going to come down there anytime soon. The problem is that there are other similar formations up at the top of this ridge. So we know that there are still some up there. I can tell you to a certainty that sooner or later, some of those will give way.
The problem is identifying where or when those failures will happen. Bruce works for the Seattle law firm of Savitt, Bruce, and Wiley and specializes in municipal cases. He was joined at the chamber by Bill LaProd, a geologist and vice president of Shannon and Wilson, a geotechnical consulting firm. LaProd had prepared a detailed report of the Kramer Avenue slide area, the first geotechnical report of this scale ever done in Sitka. As he spoke, he referred to an aerial radar image called LIDAR, which showed the underlying terrain beneath the forest canopy. LaProd had some good news and some bad news.
I mean, the lucky thing about August 18th was that there was a berm here that deflected it, and so it didn't come straight down the hill and potentially impact these lots and these houses down here.
LaProd explained that a large berm of rocks being stored by contractors just below Kramer Avenue turned the slide away from homes. He called it a Rube Goldberg device and a happy coincidence. And although similar structures have been built on purpose to protect slide-prone areas in other parts of the country, neither speaker recommended that Sitka rush into decisions like that. But Attorney Bruce said it was time to start talking about risk management.
It is my hope that this event and this information gets used to start a broader conversation in Sitka, in this room, and in other rooms like this over the coming months, about whether Sitka should undertake a more comprehensive approach to managing the set of risks that are presented in your incredibly beautiful natural setting. I mean, you sit by the sea under these gorgeous mountains, but, you know, there's some risks that are associated with this. And I think that the community as a whole this is not the first landslide in Sitka. The community as a whole has some sense that these hills move from time to time. That's not news. But what happened here was the earth moved and the mud came down and people died.
Bruce suggested that Sitka may want to develop a so-called critical areas ordinance, as Seattle has, where property owners would be allowed to develop only after obtaining their own geotechnical reports. It would be a huge undertaking to identify risk at the level of detail that Bill LaProd supplied for the Kramer Avenue slide for all of Sitka. The consultants agreed that it may not be worth it. LaProd, the geologist, was very direct as he referred to the entire slope of Harbor Mountain, which fronts the northern end of the Sitka Road system.
There are no-risk zones on this hillside, this whole mountainside.
So who is responsible when a risk becomes a reality? During questions, audience member Randy Huey, who sits on the board of the Sitka Community Land Trust, posed this question that many property owners in the room were thinking.
If the city allows a property owner to build in one of the zones, any of the zones, any of the colors, or occupy a home in them, is the city assuming some sort of financial risk in that?
Right. I don't think so is the short answer. It's called sovereign immunity. It's a body of law that says when people can and cannot sue the government. In Alaska, the law is pretty clear by statute that the city can't be sued for either granting a permit or not granting a permit. Okay? So if the city were to permit subdivision or construction in one of these zones that the city has identified as being high risk, it is my view that the city actually would not be liable to a claim in damages for that, even if the city knew that it was, by doing that, it was permitting somebody to do something dangerous.
Bruce did not know if that same immunity extended to developers. He said at least one lawsuit has been filed so far related to the Cramer Avenue slide. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.